Okay, on the boy side. Let's just make a sickle what we got yesterday. What was yesterday? Yesterday was how to hold the kosh during Kiddush. So we spoke about, well, first of all, we started with that the title for tonight is, let me just have a look here. Last night's title was How to Hold the Kosh During Kiddush. Okay, that was the title last night. Tonight, let me just see, the title is, Challahs on the Table. Okay, let's see what it is. Let's make a quick sikkur what we said yesterday. So, how do you hold the kosh? So we said that a person should lift up the kosh from the table. It should be raised a tefach above the table. He lifts that with both hands. And then he holds it in his, puts it in his right, he leaves it with his right hand holding it. According to the Mishnah, it looks like the ikkah is that you hold the kosh in your right hand, however you hold it. A pikabol they bring down, Mishnah also brings it as far as I remember, that one should put it in the palm of one's hand. That's the best. So you put it in the palm. Let me just show you again what you do. Let me just get a becher here. Take a becher, and you hold it in the palm of your hand, and your fingers go around it. Your fingers go around the becher. That is the best way of holding it. It's not ma'akev. None of this is ma'akev, whether a person does it or not. As we said already yesterday, that even if it's on the table, the ma'ase is still yotzer. That's what we said yesterday. Then we said that that during Vayechulu, when we say Vayechulu, one should look at the neiros, one should look at the candles on the table, wherever they are, on the side, wherever they are, the candles, one should be looking at them. And then when he's, it looks like he doesn't say the whole of Vayechulu looking at the candles, just a little bit of the Vayechulu should be said with staring at looking at the candles. You can look in the siddur. First, he's looking in the siddur. He's looking in the siddur. And then, when it comes to the brochas, that's the Boyu Pragov and the Kiddush Hayoy, both brochas want you to look at the kos. And it seems that Ikka Hakpod, the Mishmur says, is not the wine. The Ramah seems to learn that one should be looking at the wine. And that's why the Ramah says in Kuf Pei Gimel that one should make sure that the becher one uses hasn't got a narrow spout, a narrow opening. Because if it's a narrow opening, you can't see into it. But it looks like Mr. Rubik's, so many Achroinim say that the main Nakudah is to look at the kos. And the idea is just look at the kos is to make sure that you're concentrating on what you're doing. And that's the Ikka. The Ikka is to concentrate on what you're doing. That's what a person should be doing when he does that. He doesn't actually need to look at the actual wine itself. Okay, that was the halacha of the kos itself. and that's the end of the shiur, which is what we spoke about yesterday. Moving on to today, it's very interesting as well, is it looks like there's an interesting thing is the challah should be on the table before you make kiddush. That's halach in Shulchan Aruch in Siv Teh, Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Teh. Let's just get the halacha here. Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Teh. That the challah should be on the table before you make kiddush. Oh, we can't covering yet. Sorish Teh Mapa Shulchan Aruch Mapa Machas Apus Agabov. Oh, he doesn't say, he just says it should be there. It looks like, this is talking about before you make kiddush, so it looks like the challah should be on the table already. Tzorich shatehe mapa l'shulchan tachas hamapa, or mach achpachas prusa al gabov. And then you put another cloth on top of it. So the shulchan says that there should be an underlay for the challahs, and then there should be another layer on top of it. And then you make kiddush. So it's vayisos from shulchan aruch, that the challah should be on the table already before you make kiddush. That's what's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings down now, though, that it's covered. The challah should be covered. Does anyone know why the challahs are covered? Sorry? Yeah, you... Yeah, very good. Actually, you know, Rodi Amaisa, we speak over now once. I remember someone, I once read a story from someone. Someone was invited once in someone's house for Friday night meal. And he came in with the balabos. They came into the house and they were sitting. They came in. And as they walked in, there was a bit of a mess in the room there. So the balabos wasn't very happy. He was a bit embarrassed. So he starts to tell the wife, you know, it's not very pleasant. You know, we come up to the house, it's not very tidy. Really, you should try and make sure the house is tidy before. He was trying to hint her, she should be more organised. So anyway, it was a bit awkward situation. Anyway, they came to make kiddish. So just before they started kiddish, the bala boss, this person, the visitor, asked the bala boss, "Do you know why you cover the challahs on Shabbos?" So the bala boss said what you were saying. He said that really the halacha is that really hamoitzi, the brocha of hamoitzi comes before bury priyag offering. If a person's got a seder in brochas, the seder in brochas hamoitzi is what's first. You've got another choice of mezoinis. After mezoinis, bury priyag offering, or eight, so adoma and shahako. So really, one should be making the hamoitzi on the bread before the bury priyag offering. So it's embarrassing for the bread. In order for this embarrassment not to be visible, we cover the bread over. So he was hinting that to embarrass your wife is obviously a much worse thing, obviously, to do. If already we feel we have a hypothesis not to embarrass that which is an amateur object, doesn't feel anything, cautious when it comes to human beings. That's really the lesson. So he was saying that one should be careful not to embarrass anyone. But that's Taka the reason, one reason which the rule brings down over here, was Tur Rishay Rishalmi, Shalo Yere HaPas Poishtoi. That the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment, because you only make kiddush on wine. Normally, bread's got kadima. Or a fee there, says the Mishnah Berurah, in mekalish ala pas, if a person is making kiddush on bread, you don't need a cover over it. The whole idea of covering the bread is only the chayra when it's an embarrassment. The bread should come first. So, because you... One minute. The first reason that we're coming to now...
Hello?
It's a good kasha, but that's how we started off. It looks like from here that the challahs have to be on the table before you make kiddush. That's what it looks like. Sorry? The shayla is why. I think that's the kibbutz. We're going to see that in a minute. There's a lot of terrors over here, but I think that's the kibbutz. That's a third terror, which we'll see in a minute. Yeah, it's a good kasha, Why can't I bring it later? Quite right. Yeah, quite right. So, Nochamol, so the first terrace is that it's full of boishes of the thing. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to that, if you're making hamoitzi as your kiddush, you're using bread as your kiddush, the chayra, you don't need to cover it. Agreed? Can anyone tell me another nafkamina where this is relevant? When else are you going to have Lecha Mishnah without any wine? Very good. The chayra for shalosh shuz, according to this time, you don't need to cover it. Oh, so it's different in Hogim Taka. Some people don't cover it, some people do. Those that don't cover it, the chayra, are basing themselves on this reason of boishes, that the whole thing is because of an embarrassment, and the whole embarrassment is only when there's wine there. If there's no wine there, there's no embarrassment, you don't have to cover it. You understand? That's the chayra, according to that. The chayra. It's not mucha, we'll see in a minute. The Torah writes another reason. It was covered in a box covering. There was a layer on top and a layer at the bottom. Therefore, even when you're makalish on bread, you should also cover it over. Yeah? So for shalosh shuvos, I must say it's interesting. Lechayra, I must say though, by the time you got to shalosh shuvos, you were back to your normal stage. You weren't. Lechayra, if you're going on the time of the mon, lechayra, once you're covering, this looks like we're taking on the main reasons of the boishes. That's what it looks like. That is the minik. Yeah, now there's another interesting shari. Who has to cover it? So the Mishnah Berurah, or Mashma, It says in the Mishnah Berura, be a prima godim shalachol atarmim dai be mekalish alayay sheh machasa av achash agoma kiddush. It only has to be covered till after kiddush. V'chein reshach v'tzorach gam kiddush amach v'chosach alach kiddush. V'tam elu. However, others hold it should be covered till after Bichas Hamotzi. That's what many people do. Talking about Friday night. Yeah, so why? Yeah, but look. Oh, but well, it does really, but I don't think there's one point I think you're quite right. On Friday night, the Kamora, what you do is you take the bottom one. But the Ramon says what you should do is that even though the bottom one is the one you use, the bottom one should stick out nearer to you than the top one. So that's nothing to do with a cover. Whether you've got cover or no cover, you can still do that. The cover's low man of a moment in that Nakuda. The cover's no matter what moment in that way. You understand? As long as the bottom one is nearer to you, that's okay. According to the first one of Mishnah Berurah brings down one straw that once after you've made kiddush, you can actually take it off. Because that's according to the first time, that's the boishes. Once you've had the boishes, time to finish. But if you're going on Zeich Lamon, then he wants to suggest in Mishnah Berurah it looks like one should wait till after one does moitzi. That's a general minhag. I've never been anywhere where they take off the challah dekel. I mean, it can be, but I've never seen anywhere where they take off the challah dekel before making birchas hamotzi. Anyone seen that before? Never seen that. It's very interesting. The other thing that's also an interesting question is that when you make kiddush, so the moshi, let's say you go on Shabbos morning to a kiddush. So the mice, you've got the same shadow in the mazonis over here, yeah? That mazonis also is kedima before the mazonis is also kodum in bracha before bo prayer goffin. So according to the first reason over here, you should also have to cover the cakes before you make bo prayer goffin. Or let's say someone's going to a shel brachas on Shabbos morning, Friday night, so different Friday night Shabbos morning, and the person's making kiddush. Does everyone have to color their bulka? Or is it only the person who makes kiddush? You hear my shayla? Shayla was, Lamosha, let's say you go to a kiddush on Shabbos. Let's talk about Friday night first of all. Friday night, Shabbos morning, you're going to a shel brachas. There's one person's going to make kiddush for everyone. And everyone's going to listen to him, be both to him. But everyone's got in front of them in their bulka. Should everyone cover their bulkas? Or is it enough just that the Mekadish covers his bulka? What? Where? Your own bulk is covered. What? L'chayr, according to that reason, one should l'chayr, but I think very often one doesn't do that. And I'll tell you something else. If you go to Kiddush Shabbos morning, all the cakes are not covered. No, but you've got, well, let's say it's a shul that's finished davening and they've got a kiddush for the shul people. Which really, according to the straw we're mentioning over here, really the person, the people, all the cakes should be covered, l'chayra. But it looks like the minig is only to cover where the makadish is. It looks like for some reason, Yeah, he should zecher cover it. The shayla is where everyone else has to. He should zecher cover it. The person making kiddush should definitely cover over the thing. No, the place that are near him, l'chayr, should be covered. But the ones on the other tables that are by all other people who are in kiddush, even though they're being yotze with him, it looks like people don't cover those pieces of cake. Those are left open. And I think also when you go to the simcha, the bulk is also not covered. The simcha, you're going to the cavern, it's very good. But I think very often you'll find that a simcha, the bulkas are not covered. The people who have them open in front of them, and the bulkas are not covered. It's only the one who's making mechanics himself. Yeah, it's not, I mean, if you can cover it, it's a good thing too. But I say, I think the minig is many places not to do this. Where? Which case? I'm saying the svara is that it should be covered. The minig is that one doesn't. The minig is that only the person who's making kiddush and the ones that are near him, his table, that ones are covered, but the others are not covered. That seems to be the minig. It's interesting why, but that's the chora. That's what seems to be the minig of what's going on. Okay. There's another reason that Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifkot and Tezvon, what you were saying, Mr. Rosenbaum, before, basically what he says here, Sifkot and Tezvon, a third reason why you should cover the challahs, and this will explain a bit what you're saying, Sheperus Mapo Lechasas Hapas Alacha Kiddush, Akad, you see, you should take, the bread should be covered till after Kiddush, and then you should move it, Ki Hecha to destroy, in order it should appear, to Osa Suda Hashtar Ikur Shabbat. All of a sudden we're bringing everything for Suda Shabbos. So it looks like the challah should be covered, and then as soon as you finish after kiddush, you can undo the covering. It looks like everything's ready for Shabbos. I suppose it's not a bit of a gnai to bring things in that way. It's nice to have it ready on the table. So that's what it looks like, another reason why it should be covered, the challahs. Okay, these are different reasons why challahs should be covered. Okay, now moving on to back to kiddush again. So that is what should happen when you do kiddush, that the challah should be covered. We said already last time we spoke that ideally one should use wine if one can to be able to all shitters. So not many people can't manage it. And ideally as well, it's like from the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Gimel Sifkot and Yud, one should use red wine. Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Gimel Sifkot and Yud. Interesting halacha, I never knew this actually. He says that one should use red wine. Well, I've got the wrong maramachim here. It must be Reish Ayin Beis maybe. Reish Ayin Beis Sifkot and Yud. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ule kulei alma mitzvah lechatchila lachzor achi yain odoim." It's best to use red wine. Eladim ein le odoim oshe ein le mishubal. It's not as good. Then you can use something else. But I didn't know this actually. It's interesting. Locha this. Ideally, one should use red wine. That's the best. I think it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk where we it's adim yain. I forgot the lashon of the pasuk. Yeah, it looks like it's a milder to use red wine. It looks like it's a milder. Okay, that's an interesting thing. There's a milder of non-mavushal wine. Yes, we said it's already wine. Cooked wine, it's very hard to know what it means by cooked wine. Pashtus cooked wine is not what we've got. Cooked wine means, according to Moshe Feinstein, it's 135 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 80 degrees centigrade. And according to Tzon Merov, it's about 100 degrees centigrade. Our wine isn't that level. Our wine is pasteurized. Pasteurized about 71 degrees. Now this is a very tricky question, exactly this. What is 71 degrees? So we pasteurize a wine. Has that got the chiston of being called Yain Mevushel? Yain Mevushel is not ideal. You're yotze with it, but it's not ideal. Is our wine that's pasteurized called cooked? Now it makes enough good minute, as far as I can see, that if a non-Jew touches wine, it is a problem of slum yain. The yain, we're choshish that the guy touches wine. Oh, if it says, if the wine is mavushal though, then it doesn't, but the non-Jew touching it won't make any problem. On our bottles of wine that are pasteurized, it's written on many of the bottles, yain mavushal. However, many poskim disagree with this. Shlomo Zalman was adamant that that's not called mavushal actually. And Shlomo Zalman held that if a non-Jew touches our grapes, it's a problem. Because it's not mavushal. Mavushal means a higher degree of cooking than the pasteurization. If we take on that it's pasteurized in the way that if a non-Jew touches it, it's not a problem, lechora, it's got a disadvantage that's called yai mavushal then. It's called cooked. And therefore, it might be better if one can to take other wine, wine that's not cooked, but also people are not mapping on this, and many people take grape juice without a problem. And the reason being probably because when you want to share it to the family, a lot of people don't like strong wine, they prefer the weaker wine. And therefore, Mistome, it's more enjoyable for people, this wine. So that's an important to consider, that a person has to enjoy the wine that he's having on for Kiddush. So if that makes it that people enjoy it better, then one can use that. Okay, Rabbeisai, have a very good night. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Kol Tov.